Right, I'm here with Sarah Percival, who's the youth director at St Paul's. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Can you believe it's almost a year since I interviewed you last, and when you started your role as youth director at St Paul's?
It's a little bit shocking, isn't it?
You're so busy with young people's work at St Paul's. It seems like we've been trying to rearrange this meeting for the last year, and we're together again.
Yep, indeed. It's been a good month that we've been trying to reschedule this in, so
That just shows you how great things are, how busy things are at St Paul's. So, how has your last year been?
Oh man, intense, I think. Definitely. I kind of hit the ground running and learn as much as I can as quickly as I can, and there's a lot going on. So it's been fun, but I'm ready for a holiday.
I bet you are. Yeah, getting to grips with a church in a year and all the different youth activities, which we'll come on and have a chat about, I should imagine is quite demanding. And it's not
Yeah,
just
learning a lot of names as well.
sort of a daytime job. There's all the evening groups and things that you run as well.
So it's it keeps me on my toes, keeps me busy.
Now, at St Paul's, we're trying to dispel the myth that Christians are boring. We've got an Iron Man curate, a vicar that's gone out to Afghanistan to be a padre. We've got an assistant curate that's been out to Egypt doing sort of a sponsored cycle ride. All kinds of things are happening. Now, I know last time we spoke, you told us about your trip to China, which was amazing. But I just wondered what you've been doing personally in your life over the last year.
Sleeping. No, so I'm not being boring. So I've been trying to think of things that I've done that haven't been boring. I went on a coastal photography course over my Easter holiday, which was amazing. I love photography, so get a chance to learn from a professional some of the ins and outs of that. And I've been getting more to grips with the Royal Military Academy. We've got a friend who's a cadet there, and so I've had a couple of opportunities to experience life in the RMA, which has been very exciting. So I'm hoping that next year I'll have more of kind of a chance. Now I'm on my feet to get out and do some more exciting things, but that's what I've done this year.
That sounds pretty fun. Getting to grips with the community and stuff.
It's been good.
Okay, well, since you've been so busy at work getting to grips with things, then tell me all about the what's been happening with the youth work at St Paul's over the last year.
Oh, I could go on for an hour about this. I'm just going to highlight it, really. We
Folks,
did youth.
she's not going on for an hour, okay? This audio boo will not last an hour.
we'll see. We did Youth Alpha at Free Zone this year, which was a bit of an experiment because we've never done that before, but that was absolutely fantastic because we kind of played around with the Youth Alpha format and fitted it into the Free Zone program for a term. So that was really exciting.
You just explain what Youth Alpha and Free Zone are.
Sure.
I don't know.
So Free Zone is our Thursday night outreach group for year 6 to year 8 young people. And Youth Alpha is kind of an introduction to the Christian faith, which includes kind of a talk and then a time of fellowship with food and a discussion. So we kind of integrated the two in together. We normally have a talk at Free Zone, so we base the talks around the Youth Alpha program. And then we set up the prayer room at St Paul's to be a kind of chilled out discussion zone with them, free pudding every week. It was really, really fun actually, really, really enjoyable and a little
Sounds
bit
good.
different.
Sounds
Really
good.
good. And then on top of that, ROC, which is our outreach group for 13 plus, so 13 to 18 year olds, we've been meeting every other week since Christmas at Starbucks to just kind of have a chilled out hang out together time down in town. So that's been really, really exciting.
I've heard about this rocket box. That's kind of quite catchy.
It's good fun actually, and it's nice to kind of have a change of scenery. So we'll do one week at the church doing things like table tennis and stuff like that, and games and chilling out there, and then one week down in town. So that's been really good. And then internally to church in evening cell, I've been handing over a lot of the leadership to the young people themselves, so they've been planning and running the groups and the discussions and all of those things and the worship. So that's been great. They're doing a really great job. It's better than I could do half the time. And then as well as that, I've been meeting up with a group of girls from year 7 and year 8 in Starbucks on a monthly basis to read the Bible. So that has been really exciting as well. So,
how do you manage to read the Bible in Starbucks? How does that work?
I mean, you just sit down, have a coffee, have a chat about the Bible, pray. It's great. It's I'm all for coffee shops being the places where we do these kind of things. I think it's great.
That was cool, though. I mean, have you ever thought about different coffee shops or are you sticking to Starbucks?
We've moved around. We've done Starbucks, we've done Good Taste, and we've been to the High Cross coffee shop. So, we're doing our tour of the town centre.
Very good.
Yeah, sharing the business.
Tell me about the other groups then. You mentioned a couple there, but what are the groups that youth sort of groups that are available at St Paul's? What ages and where and when do they meet? Fill me in on the whole story.
Be prepared for a barrage of detail. So Thursday evenings, 7 o'clock till 8:30 is free zone, and that's at church, and that's the year 6 to year 8, so 10 to 12 year olds. So we've got it's just a bit manic, really. It's great fun. They kind of get run of the church. There's a bit of a Bible talk, and then we'll do sports or games and activities and craft and stuff afterwards. And then Friday nights, 7:30 until 9 o'clock. We've got rock, which is when it's at church, it's at that time. When it's in town, it's 6:30 till 8, because Starbucks closes. And we just kind of, that's a little bit more chilled out. We hang out, we kind of have some discussion about stuff to do with God and the Bible. Just have some fun together, really. So those two are completely open and fab for anyone who's Christian or non-Christian to come. It's meant to be totally approachable. It's just a really good place to hang out, get to know some people, and a place to go on your evenings, really. And then on Sunday morning in the 11:15 service, we've got morning cell, which is for everyone in year 7 to year 9, so that's 11 to 13. We kind of do a bit of Bible study. Occasionally we follow the same sermon series as the adults, we can talk to them about it afterwards, or we do our own kind of thing based on, what's important to the young people. So we'll have some worship, we'll have some food. Jelly beans are the most popular. Read the Bible and chat.
Jelly beans for the youth folks, and for street angels, it's lollipops. Okay.
Yeah. I'm all about sweets, and I think the church is learning that they are a very powerful thing to use.
Sweets and coffee shops, I'm getting the message.
Then on Sunday evening, 6 until 7:30, we've got evening cell, which is for everyone in year 10 plus, so kind of 15 to 18-ish. So we'll hang out for half an hour in the kitchen, generally drinking tea and coffee and catching up on life. And then we've got an hour, we'll do some worship, we'll do some prayer, and we'll have a look at the Bible, or we'll watch a DVD and discuss it, that kind of stuff.
That sounds pretty cool. So if you're a young sort of person that thinks, oh, that sounds pretty interesting, but I'm not a Christian, can they still come along?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say great place to come would be Free Zone or Rock, because they're just really chilled, really, not intimidating at all. Come along, get to know some people, and then if you enjoy that, then think about coming along to sell.
Sounds like a good tip. So tell
Ooh,
me.
Oh, I forgot one, do you know?
Pardon?
I forgot something.
Go
I forgot
on.
Something that's starting in September that I should probably give a plug to. In September, halfway through September, on a Wednesday night, we are going to be running Youth Alpha for everyone in secondary school. So that's going to be running up at church with Camberley Youth for Christ. And it's going to be 6 till 8 on a Wednesday evening. We'll have a meal together, and then there'll be a short talk about the basics of the Christian faith, and then there'll be a chance to kind of discuss it. So whether you agree or you disagree, you come along to the discussion and you throw out your thoughts. So that'll be at church.
That's brilliant. And I should imagine lots of young people are sort of thinking about kind of the meaning of life and big questions like that. So great opportunity, folks.
Yeah.
So that really leads nicely on to what are the youth organisations you work with, because you've mentioned St Paul's up to now, but is there more to it than that?
Yeah, we do a lot of work with Camberley Youth for Christ. So within Camberley, the churches have kind of committed together to working with one another under the banner of Camberley Youth for Christ. So Camberley Youth for Christ do a lot in the schools. So there's kind of their self-esteem programs, anger management, listening programs, lessons, assemblies, detached, CUs, activity clubs, all of that stuff goes on. So we link in with some of that. We don't do all of it, but we link in with the other churches and do that. And then obviously things like Youth Alpha as well on top of that. There's Pure at the arena, which is about once a term. We rent out the entire arena for a Saturday evening. It's just for young people to come and hang out and, you know, go swimming and do tennis and all that stuff. And then there's also Enter, which is a Camberley Youth for Christ worship event that we run about once a term, all the churches together, and just a youth worship event, really, with kind of good, kind of great music and good teaching that's relevant to kind of young people.
Sounds a lot of stuff. Gosh, it's amazing you remembered it all.
I know, I'm quite impressed.
Well done, that is so much happening. I didn't realise there was so much happening for youth in Camberley right now. So tell me the big, deep philosophical question here.
Okay.
What is your vision moving forward, looking to sort of the next year and beyond? What's your vision for the young people at St Paul's?
Okay, so our youth team vision is to reach out to disciple and to commission all young people in the name of Jesus Christ. So the vision for young people is for them to be met by someone at the church, to hear the gospel, to know that Jesus loves them, and to be kind of to learn how to live in a way that reflects that, and to go out and to change the world because of that. I think that's kind of the vision, really.
Sounds like a very, very awesome vision.
Really exciting.
Now, who else has been involved in this work with you? Because you're a full-time member of staff.
Yeah.
You're sort of heading everything up. You're our youth director. But I should imagine from what you've just said, there must be some other people helping out too.
We have got some absolute legends who have been given up so much time this year. And so Naomi Lee Hunt, she heads up Free Zone. She is Free Zone team leader, so I bow to her authority in that one. I follow her orders. Within that team, you've got loads of people. There's Beth Smith, Jeanette Sewell, Steve Bradbury, Frank Long. I've got to try not to forget anyone now on the phone. that would be awful. I think that's everyone in the Free Zone team. And then in the Rock team, Ken Wilkinson and Beth Smith head that up, and they're brilliant. And then on a Sunday morning, now Zika leads it with me, and on a Sunday evening, Frank co-leads it with me again. So they are fantastic, really, really dedicated, and just really wouldn't happen without them. They've been brilliant.
Sounds like a great team. And you've got
we're always keen for more, though. So,
okay.
Fly that one in there.
And I understand that there's a new children's worker, not a youth worker, but sort of for the younger years. It's actually starting at St Paul's pretty soon. Do you have any hot tips for her based on your last year?
Get a booker's card, because sweets go a long way, so cash and carry is good. And I think make sure that there is time in your work schedule to spend time with God for yourself, because I've learned a lot that we minister from where we are and who we are. And so if where we are is in a relationship with God that is going well, then our ministry is so much stronger. And you know, working for the church is exhausting spiritually, and so actually making time and making it a priority is really important. That's my serious tip.
Some wise words. If you were given a free rein to change anything at all at St Paul's, I don't know, let's say the vicar went away for a few months to Afghanistan, say, what might you change?
I think just maybe I would get a cappuccino machine.
There's no surprise there, really, is there?
No, I think a real coffee machine would just round it all off. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it would fit in nicely to your sort of coffee type family.
Yeah.
Now you're off to New Wine, as is a lot of the church next week, mm-hmm. and that's a big Christian conference. But do you want to just explain a little bit about it and the accommodation and that kind of stuff?
Sure. So last year was my first year at New Wine, so this is very much a newcomer's perspective. But essentially, it's a massive Christian festival where loads of Christians and churches gather together on a large showground, which is normally full of cows, and set up their tents and spend a week kind of just spending time with each other, hearing about God in seminars, worshipping with some great worship leaders, and just spending a lot of time together, which is great. Downside, obviously, is being in a tent in Somerset in what is often dubious British summertime. So I'm packing my wellies for next week. I've been slightly unimpressed by the sheer amount of rain that's fallen out of the sky this week, and I'm a little intimidated. So it's great fun, but occasionally a little bit damp.
Keep an eye on that weather forecast.
Yeah.
Sarah, it's been wonderful catching up with you. I hope it's not going to be another year before we manage to have this chat. Thank you so much.
We'll put it in the diary now.
Thank you so much for filling us in on all the youth work that's been happening at St. Paul's. It certainly sounds an awesome task that you and the rest of the guys are doing there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.